Hi, friends. Welcome to the Contemplative Activist Podcast. We believe that Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler. Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are a little over halfway through Iggy's Biggies, a 37 podcast and blog series that introduces you to 12 key components of St. Ignatius's spiritual exercises. Right now, we are looking at the eighth component of Ignatian spirituality, Ignatian truth number 8. Ignatian spirituality is all about the prayer of examine. Today's theme is the examine. An attitude of gratitude. Let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2, and I'll be reading from the Message Bible. I am thanking you, God, from a full heart. I am writing the book on your wonders. I am whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I am singing your song, High God. Now we come to that fancy little word, examine. Some pronounce it using a long A in the middle, examine, while others simply pronounce it like our English word, examine. Either way, the examine describes a prayer technique, a discipline, or a tool that was used on a daily basis by Ignatius and the early Jesuits in prayerful reflection on the events of the day in order to detect God's presence and discern His direction for our lives. Originating from a Latin word that simply means to weigh or to treat something accurately, the examine is a vital component to the spiritual exercises, with Ignatius believing that it was a gift that came directly from God and that God wanted it to be shared as widely as possible. I like the way Father George Ashenbrenner, a Jesuit priest, defines it. Quote, the examine is a daily prayerful exercise in discernment, helping me to respond to God's loving invitation in all my daily activities. It helps me to find God in all things. The examine is not primarily concerned with good or bad actions, but rather with the impulses that underlie them. End quote. You see, if we truly believe that God, our loving Creator, is indeed in all things, as we have discussed in earlier podcasts, then it behooves us, as men and women made in His image, to use our God-given gifts of discernment to discover just how that same God is working in and through our lives on a daily basis. Over the next 3 podcasts, we'll dissect Ignatius's examine, looking at the 3 of its key components. Today, let's start with the first and quite possibly the most important piece in finding God in all things, an attitude of gratitude. In all truth, if you or I go through our lives believing the glass is always half empty, we tend to take on a belief system that is full of pessimism, hopelessness, and despair. Yet doesn't it seem that those we most like to be around are people who carry a sense of lightness, hope, and promise, even when the world around them isn't always that way? For Ignatius, it was vitally important for those who follow Christ to always hold on to the fact that God is in all things, and with Him in the picture, there will always be something that we can be thankful for. Like the psalmist in today's passage, I'm thanking you, God, from a full heart. I'm writing the book on your wonders. I'm whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I'm singing your song, High God. For the psalmist, there's just something wonderful here when a person can remain thankful and grateful to God, even when our day doesn't pan out the way we might have hoped it would. Now, some of you might be thinking to yourself that this is just a happy-go-lucky, Pollyannish attitude here. But take it from me. The Bible seems to make it pretty clear that for those of us who truly want to dwell in the presence of the divine, we must be willing to learn the fine art of thanksgiving and gratitude along the way. Which begs the question, what condition do you find yourself in today? Good? Bad? Ugly? And regardless of the externals, can you find a place of gratitude in your heart? Is your inner attitude one of doom and gloom, or are you willing to be more like the psalmist and find a place of thanksgiving in your life today? To get you started, here's a simple prayer of gratitude. Will you pray with me? Lord, let the details in life take my attention today. A warm mug of tea, the gentle grass under my feet, and the chance just to gather and eat. O Lord, let the everyday pleasures ring out melodies in my heart. The smile of a friend, a warm, comfy bed, the sunlight on the trees and walks in the park. O Lord, let the more ordinary reveal its amazing delight. Clouds drifting by, birds sweeping high, the sunset that transformed day into night. Lord, may these things inspire me to praise and bring a clear moment of sight. Now I see how amazing the world truly is and soak in your goodness and light. For your name's sake, amen. You can find more prayers of gratitude like this by going over to our webpage that's associated with today's blog. Now here are some questions for you to consider today. The Psalms are full of prayers of gratitude. Psalm 100, for example, verses 4 and 5 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations." So how am I entering into God's gates today? What's my inner attitude as I enter into his courts? Am I full of myself, consumed with inward thoughts, chattering mindlessly to God about fixing my problems? Or am I willing to lay all that aside for a moment and first and foremost ask the Holy Spirit to give me a true attitude of gratitude? Well, finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on these things today. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.